Penguin Random House Canada presents Empathy, Turning Compassion into Action by David Johnston with Brian Hannington. Forward by the Honorable Rosalie Abello. Read for you by the author with Rosalie Abello. For my bubble, ranging in age from 6 to 79, this happy band of teachers has proved to me on countless occasions that compassion is the potent foundation of happiness, progress, and meaning. In gratitude, I salute my astounding wife Sharon, our daughter Debbie, her husband Doug McConaughey, and their children Emma, Taya, and Ryan, our daughter Alex, her husband David Pickwood, and their children Georgia, Sadie, and Lucas, our daughter Sharon Johnston Jr., her husband Roger Zemek, and their children Nicholas and Kate, our daughter Jen Johnston, her husband Eric Sendel, and their children, Isabella, Joshua, and Jonah, and our daughter Sam, her husband Chris Senna, and their children Thomas, Jane, and Christian. This is the team that has shaped me.
Forward. Empathy is not simply the title of David Johnston's book. It's the title of David Johnston's life. I've known David ever since he came to the University of Toronto Law School in the late 60s when I was a student. He came to teach corporate law, and since corporate law and I kept our distance, I never had the benefit of him as a professor. But we all knew about this wunderkind who'd been a hockey star and, more magnetically to some of us, a friend at Harvard of Eric Segal, the uber-famous author of the uber-famous book and movie Love Story. Not only his friend, but also, they say, one of the characters in the book was named after him. And he was really nice. While law professors at the time were certainly really nice, they were not usually hockey stars or friends of world-famous people. So David Johnston's aura while I was at law school was mythic. A superstar in the real world who was, at the same time, modest, caring, humane, fair, and generous. That means wise and compassionate. And being wise and compassionate means being empathetic. When I next heard about David Johnston, it was because he had just become the principal of McGill University after serving as a beloved dean in Western University's Faculty of Law. Our older son Jacob was a student there while David was principal, and once again I heard his reputation described with the same adjectival quintet I'd first heard at the University of Toronto Law School. Modest, caring, humane, fair, and generous. That package of empathy, along with his brilliance, led him to an unprecedented 3 terms as principal. He was a principled principal who gave empathy a good name. His career unfolded into many spectacular positions and achievements that stretched not only across academic fields, but also into the wider territories of public policy, such as economics, science, technology, and innovation, to name only some. And through them, he tenaciously lived up to the empathetic adjectives that defined him, never once allowing their integrity to be sacrificed on the altar of expedience. His inner engine was the public interest, and the fuel that kept it running was an empathetic understanding that to protect the public interest, you have to protect it from empathy's antonyms, arrogance, indifference, cruelty, injustice, and selfishness. That's why when David Johnston became Governor General, the country cheered. Here was a national symbol who represented Canada's best self, who trumpeted the values that keep us at our best, and who reified those values in everything he did and believed in. He reminded us how proud we should be of our singular commitment to making Canada welcoming and accessible to all, regardless of identity. He encouraged us to look over our shoulders to see who had fallen behind so we could help them up. The magic ingredient in his selfless and respectful approach to his role was that we all knew he meant it. It was who he was. It was aspirational for sure, but it was also, to him, realistic. That made it irresistibly inspirational. We wanted the country he wanted, and we wanted him to help us figure out how to get there and stay there. Hence, this book. It contains the symbiotic reflections of a powerfully rigorous mind and an unabashedly loving heart. The book's integrated personal, historical, philosophical, and occasionally whimsical observations give us a template that can help guide us in our own lives, the life of our country, and the future of a world currently at profound risk from too little empathy. I was mesmerized by the stories of his family, his enduring and internal love for his wife Sharon, their beloved daughters and their partners, and their adored grandchildren, and marveled at the way he was able to turn those stories into insightful metaphors. He is devoted to his family's happiness and uses the emotional nourishment he gets, relies on, and cherishes from them to teach us why and how empathy starts at home. Yet he is also a public intellectual and servant, so he finds guiding metaphors in the public sphere too, especially those he has personally seen or experienced, to help us understand how to improve our economy, save the climate, protect refugees and minorities, invest in ideas, stay healthy, listen with an open mind, strive for fairness, and be brave. It is a timeless book, not only because its values are timeless, but because as individuals, as communities, as governments, and as countries, we need to be wise and compassionate for justice to triumph. And there is no justice without empathy. That means empathy is our best hope for the future. And this is the book that shows us how to turn that hope into reality. Because David Johnston's whole life is a tribute to the triumph of wisdom, compassion, and justice. In other words, the triumph of empathy. Rosalie Silberman Abella, March 2022.
Preface. There are strange things afoot on our planet. As we prepare to send this manuscript to the publisher, we're struck by how different our world is from that in which we began to work on this project 2 years ago. Among the great events, of course, has been the COVID-19 pandemic, still rampaging worldwide, claiming lives, tearing families apart, bringing health systems to the point of failure, shuttering businesses, emptying schools, halting sports, emptying restaurants, bars, pubs, cinemas, and theaters, fostering public protests, and confounding even the humblest of people's ambitions. Climate change has taken on new urgency, with improved science backed by artificial intelligence, painting an even bleaker picture than before of coming floods, habitat loss, and widespread extinction of species. Here at home, occupation of city centers and international crossings in Canada by truckers, joined by the discontented stowaways who chose to hijack their convoys, left communities confused, fearful, and injured. And then a war in Ukraine, whose senseless cruelty passed all understanding, exposed both the inhumanity of authoritarianism and the perils of obedience to it, while at the same time awakening world attention to how carefully we must preserve and defend our democracies. The ensuing rebalancing of world power will shudder on for decades. The toll of these calamities has been staggering, living deep in our emotional and social lives. For too many, the cost can be tallied in stark rates of death. For others, the reckoning has paid in ragged mental health with anxiety, sleeplessness, exhaustion, depression, lethargy, and doubt heaped on the usual stresses of daily life. Rates of substance abuse, domestic violence, and even suicide have shot through the proverbial roof. At the community level right here in Canada, the pandemic alone has cast a glaring light on the gross inequities seething in our social systems, with Indigenous, immigrant, and elderly segments of the population blindsided by unbearable levels of disease and death. Even as grateful families applauded the courage of our frontline medical
Sample complete. Ready to continue?